Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project in our series on the book of Divrei Hayamim Aleph. In today's show, we study Perek Chavav, chapter 26. Just like the previous chapter, we found a division of the Levi'im into 24 different groups in regard to singing, the choir, the music, the composition of the book of Tehillim. In today's chapter, we're going to see their division into a different job called Shoarim, or gatekeepers. They too are divided into groups of 24. One group of Levi'im was in charge of singing and music. Another group was in charge of decorum, what we call in Hebrew nowadays sadranim, or ushers. In Hebrew here, they're called the shoarim, or the gatekeepers. This doesn't mean that each one guarded a gate, but rather, gatekeepers was a general name for the people in charge of organization and decorum in the Beit HaMikdash. The family that was put in charge of this, as the opening line states, Lekarchim, from the family of Korach, Meshem Liahu ben Korei min b'nei Asaf. It's very interesting that the family that was given the job of guarding the Beit HaMikdash are descendants of the house of Korach. Everyone knows the story of Korach from Chumash. Korach rebelled against the institution of Aaron being the Kohen. He himself was punished, but Chumash tells us as well that B'nai Korach did not die, B'nai Korach lometu. And in many ways, their offspring did a certain type of tshuva, and they're fixing the sin of their father. To appreciate this choice of the family of Korach to be the shoarim, to be the gatekeepers, I want to pay attention to what happens immediately after Parshat Korach in chapter 18 in the book of Bamidbar. Recall that the story of Korach is chapters Tetzayin and Yudzayin, chapters 16 and 17 in the book of Bamidbar. And chapter 18 begins as follows. Vayomer Hashem el Aaron, God commanded Aaron, Atah uvanecho beit avicha itach tisu et avon hamikdash. God tells Aaron, you and your family have to carry the responsibility of any sins in the Mikdash. And then he continues in Pasuk Bet, v'gam etachecha mateh levi shevet avicha, Hakrev itach. In addition to your family, bring closer to you the Shevet Levi. V'ilavu alecha v'shartucha. They shall accompany you and serve you. Ata uvanecha itach tifnei ohel moed. Pasuk Gimel. V'shamru mishmartecha. What did the Levim have to do? They have to watch their guard duties. U'mishmeret kol ha'ohel. And all the guard and the duties relating to the tent. Here to the Mishkan. In Pasuk Dalet, v'nevu alecha. Again, they must accompany you. V'shamru et mishmeret ohel moed. L'chu avodat ha'ohel. V'zar lo yikrav alechem. It's their job to take care of all the guard duties, all the organization, and all the decorum. In essence, all the administration that has to do in the time of Chumash with the Mishkan, which the Dorot will have to do with the Beit HaMikdash. The Rambam already talks about why is there a need to have guard duty around the Mishkan. In Hilchot Beit HaBchira, which is the opening set of laws in the Rambam's book of Avodah, in the 8th Perek, the Rambam explains as follows, and he's basing this on the Mishnayot, the Mesechet Tamid, and Mesechet Midot. The Rambam says as follows, again, the 8th chapter, the opening halacha, Shmirat HaMikdash mitzvah taseh, it's a positive commandment to guard the Beit HaMikdash, and hence the job of the Shoarim, which we'll read about today. Ve'af al pi she'ein sham pachad mi'oivim o milistim. There's a need to have guard duty around the Beit HaMikdash, even though there's not a drop of fear that there might be enemies or robbers coming to break in or to steal something. She'ein shmirato ela kavodo. Guarding the Beit HaMikdash is not necessarily to keep out robbers or to stop an attack. It's not of a military nature. Instead, it's an honor guard. Anyone who's been to Buckingham Palace and seen the changing of the guards and how beautifully that's done can understand this idea. Rambam continues, Eino dome platrin sheish alav shomrim leplatrin sheein alav shomrim. You can't compare a palace that's guarded to a palace that's not guarded. Vashomrim hema kohanim v'alevim, and the people in charge of guarding the Beit HaMikdash will be the kohanim and levim, shenemar v'ateo v'necha itach lifnei ohel ha'idut. Rambam quotes the pasuk from Parshat Korach. Notice once again that these are laws that were commanded already in the time of Chumash, when they first established the Mishkan in the desert. David HaMelech adapted a very similar approach, and when he was making preparations to build the first temple, he organized the Levim in a manner very similar to what is emphasized in Chumash in regard to the Mikdash. And now in the beginning of the Second Temple period, their leaders, as reflected in the work of Divrei Hayamim, are emphasizing what David HaMelech did to protect the Mikdash and guard it and give it honor and glory. The people in the Second Temple period would follow in their footsteps and act in a similar manner. Even though these laws seem very ancient and don't relate to today, they do have special meaning because Chazal understand that the same laws that we have in honoring and respecting the Beit HaMikdash apply to a lesser degree, but for the same reason, to a Beit Knesset, what we call nowadays a synagogue or a shul, which is referred to in Sefer Yechezkel as a Mikdash Ma'at, a small little Mikdash, the idea of honor and respect and decorum that was key and necessary in the Beit HaMikdash, those concepts apply in relation to how we need to take care and respect our places of worship. One additional interesting point about the family of Korach, we can see also from the book of Tehillim. The impression that we have from chapter 26 is that the only job that the family of Korach did was watching the gates. And this would be meaningful, because if watching the gates is a statement of respect of the Mikdash, it would make sense that Dafka, the descendants of Korach, who tried to make up and fix the sin of their father, focus on that job. But we also see throughout Sefer Tehillim, there were a lot of psalms written, Lamnatzech Lifnei Korach. Among the choirs of the Levim in the time of David HaMelech, there was a group that were descendants of Korach, called Bnei Korach, and we find many of their mizmorim in the book of Tehillim, especially the beginning of Sefer Sheni of Tehillim, in Psalm 42, Perek Mem Bet, Lamnatzech Maskil Lifnei Korach, Perek Mem Dalet is also Lamnatzech Lifnei Korach, Perek Mem Hei, Lamnatzech HaShoshanim Lifnei Korach, and this goes on and on in Sefer Tehillim, just like we have later on, many mizmorim of Asaf, and Asaf we know is one of the people in charge of composing Tehillim, and Asaf was appointed by David HaMelech to be in charge of the choir and all the singing in front of the Aron. The Mizmorim of Asaf are in the beginning of Sefer Shlishi of Tehillim, beginning in Perek Ayin Gimel, or Psalm 73, and goes all the way to Psalm 84, the Perek Pei Dalet. And then in Perek Pei Dalet again we have Lamnatzeach Alagiti Livnei Korach, and Perek Pei Hei as well. Therefore, in the second and third book of Tehillim, we have many Mizmorim, both of Bnei Korach and Bnei Asaf, and from those Mizmorim we see that it wasn't only the work of David who wrote and composed Tehillim. He began that movement and inspired the Levim to take this singing and composition seriously. But the technical details of this administration and organization was begun during the time of David HaMelech that we see in these chapters in Divrei Hayamim Aleph from chapters 23 through 27. So with that background, let's begin our detailed study of Perek Chavav in chapter 26. The first section will talk about these shoarim, these gatekeepers, and the 24 families that were in charge of this responsibility. Returning again to Pasuk Aleph, the machlekot l'shoarim, the divisions of the shoarim of the gatekeepers, l'karchim to the family of Korach, mishelem yahu ben korei min b'nei asaf. The name here, b'nei asaf, should really be Avi Asaf. We see later on that the family's name was Avi Asaf. The short version of Avi Asaf here is recorded as b'nei asaf. But this is not the same asaf that we had in chapter 25. Pasuk bet, v'lim shem liyahu banim, Zechariyahu ha-bchor, Yediael ha-sheni, Zvadiyahu ha-shlishi, Yatniel ha-rvi'i, Elam ha-chamishi, Yohanan ha-shishi, El Yeho Ainai ha-shvi'i. There were seven sons of Meshemliyahu. They were given seven positions among the 24. Uloved Edom banim, Oved Edom who we saw already, Oved Edom ha-giti, whose area they kept the Aron for 3 months after the incident of Perez Uzzah that was described in chapters 13 through 16. Recall in that story that God blessed Oved Edom and became the head of a very successful family. Now we find the descendants of Oved Edom, another group of eight families that were in charge of gatekeeping. In Pasuk Daled, Ulo Oved Edom Banim, Oved Edom had many sons, Shmaya Abchor, Yozavar HaSheni, Yoach HaShlishi, Vesachar HaRvi, Unetanel HaChamishi, Amiyo HaShishi, Yesachar HaShvi'i, Pulatai HaShmini, Ki Bercho Elohim. Because God had blessed him, he was blessed with these eight sons. His oldest son, Shmaya, had seven sons who were also going to be given positions in this division of the gatekeepers. Lishmaya bno nolad banim. His oldest son, Shmaya, also had many sons. Hamim shalim lebeit avihem. And they exercised their authority over the family. Ki gibor chayo hima. Because they were very prosperous and powerful men. Here, gibor chayo is not necessarily a man of war, but someone who's a good businessman and is very good in organization is also referred to here as the Gibor Chayo, very similar to the phrase Eshet Chayo in the last parak of Mishlei, which is describing a woman not just of valor, but someone who's very talented, what they call nowadays, can do multitasking. Now we get the children of Shmaya in Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. B'nei Shmaya, Otni Urfael, Voved El Zavad Echav, B'nei Chayo. All these sons, once again, were very prosperous. Elihu Usmachiel. Ko'ele b'nei Oved Edom. All these were the children and grandchildren of Oved Edom. Hemu v'nei b'chem. They, their children and their brethren. Ish chayo b'koach lavoda. Each one of them, a very strong and prosperous man. Shishim u'shnayim l'Oved Edom. 62 people in this group, descendants, brethren, grandchildren of Oved Edom, were given these positions. Pasuk tet. V'lim shem liyahu banim v'achim b'nei chayo shmonasar. V'shem liyahu himself had sons and brothers, also able-bodied men, another 18. So that's from the family of the Karchim. Obviously, the goal of the Mikdash is not simply to have gatekeepers and guards and have the Korim, but rather, those Shoarim, these gatekeepers, are able to create an atmosphere where someone coming to visit the Beit HaMikdash, to come close to God and to pray to Him, and this sense of awe and fear and respect created by the Shoarim can enhance the tefillah experience of any Jew coming to visit God in the Beit HaMikdash. Let's continue now in Perachavav in Pasuk Yud in verse 10, now we have from the family of Merari also a group of Levim who are in charge of Shorim, in charge of the gates. Ulechosa min bnei Merari banim. The family of Chosa from the house of Merari, they had many children who served among these different positions. Shimrei harosh ki lo haya b'chor v'simeo avihu l'rosh. The leader of the family was Shimri, Shimri harosh. Shimri was appointed the leader even though he wasn't the firstborn. This might have been either because the firstborn was a daughter, or it could be he had special qualities of his own, and therefore, by Simeo Avihu Larosh, therefore his father appointed him the head, and he became the leader of that family. Chilkiyahu Hasheni, Tfileyahu Hashlishi, Zechariyahu Harvi'i, Kol Banim V'Achim L'Chosa Shlosha Asar. 13 sons and brethren of Chosa, they were also given important positions among the Shoarim. Now we summarize. Le'ele Machlokot HaShoarim, L'Roshei HaGvarim Mishmorot Lumat Achehem. To all the people mentioned in the previous psukim, they divided these positions, being in charge of guarding the gates, the sharit bevet Adonai, to serve in the house of God, ve'apilu garolot kakaton kagadol lebet avotam l'shar v'shar. And as we saw in all the other previous organizations into the 24 mishmarot, they too set a lottery in order to decide what order they would serve in and what gates they would guard and which positions they would take. And everyone was equal, kagadol kakaton, as we saw before. No matter what your background was, everyone was equal in this lottery. Pasuk Yudalad, Vayipoha Gora Mizracha L'Shlemiyahu. Lottery came out that the people guarding on the east would be the family of Shlemiyahu. Uzchariyahu Bno Yoetz Besechel. His son Zchariyahu, who was a good man of advice and very wise, he pilu Gorolot Veitze Gorolot Tzafona. His guard duty was the northern part of the Beit HaMikdash. Loved Edom Negba, Oved Edom and his family got the area of the south. Ulevanav Beit HaSufim, in addition to the southern side, also an area called Beit HaSufim. Most likely this was the treasury. The word esof means to gather together. That might have been the area where everything was gathered, where all the money and the donations were gathered in, and therefore that area needs some extra guards. L'shufim ul'chosa l'marav, on the western side, Shufim and Chosa, im shar shalechet, the gate called shar shalechet. We're not sure where that shar is and why it's called shalechet. V'msila ha'ola, mishmar lumat mishmar. They were guarding an area, a misila is like a pathway or a road, coming up from the west, and they were in charge of guarding that area. Pasuk Yitzayin, now we have the guards to the east. La Mizrach, Halavim Shisha, six Levim guarding the east. La Tzafona, Leyom, Arba'a. La Negba, Leyom, Arba'a. On the north side, four, and on the south side, another four. La Sufim, Shnaim, Shnaim. And this area of Asufim again, which was probably the treasury, an extra two guards on each side from this family. La Parbar, La Marav. Parbar, it's not clear what that is. It was probably some type of office building in the Beit HaMikdash. On the western side, Arba'a, La Msila, Shnaim, La Parbar. Four people guarding the road to this area, or the pathway, and two guarding the parbar itself. This must have been an important office building, which required a lot of guards. Ela machlokot ha-shorim. These were the divisions of the shorim. Livnei ha-karchi v'livnei merari. From the family of Korach and the family of Merari, as we mentioned before. V'alavim, achia al-otzot beit Elohim. Achia was in charge of all the treasuries and all the funds in God's house. Ulotzot ha-kodoshim. And all the treasury and storage of everything that was dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash was put under the charge of Achia. From here, from verse 21, from Pasuk Chaf Aleph to the end of the Perek, we'll find some more administrative positions that the Levim were in charge of. Bnei Ladan, from the family of Gershon, as we saw before. Bnei Ladan, Bnei HaGershoni LaLadan. Roshei Avot LaLadan HaGershoni Yichieli. The head of this family of Ladan was Yichieli. Bnei Yichieli Zetam Yoel Achiv. Alotzot Beit Adonai. Zeitam and Yoel, his brother, they were in charge of the treasuries in God's house. La Amrami, La Yitzari, La Chevroni, La Azieli. These were the sons of Kahat, Amram, Yitzar, Chevron, and Uziel. The also had positions here. Ushfuel, Ben Gershon, Ben Moshe, Nagir, Alatzrot. They were also in charge of the treasury. Obviously, there's a lot of money and funding going through the Beit HaMikdash, and there's a need of a lot of administrators to organize and to make sure that nothing is stolen and everything is appropriated properly. Pasach Hafei, Ve'chav Le'Eliezer, to his brother, Teliezer, Rechaviyahu b'no, Vishayahu b'no, Viram b'no, Vizichri b'no, Ushlomit b'no. Hu Shlomot v'achav, al ko otzrot ha-kodashim asher itish David ha-melech. This is Shlomot and his brethren, who were in charge of everything that was collected. Asher higdish David ha-melech, v'rashay avot, v'sari ha-lafim, v'meot, v'sari ha-tzava. Everything dedicated by David ha-melech, and the heads of all the clans, and all the officers, the battalion officers, officers of groups of 1,000, and the officers of groups of 100, and all the officers of the army, because they're at Tzava, recall, we saw earlier, whenever they fought battles, David dedicated much of the booty to build and run the Beit HaMikdash. These Levim were in charge Where did this funding come from? Pasach Chavzai now will explain, Min ha-mechamot u-min ha-shalau hikdishu lechazek le-beit Adonai. This came from the money that was dedicated from all the wars and from the booty that was given to strengthen the house of God. V'chol ha-hikdish Shmuel ha-ro'eh v'shol ben Kish v'avner ben Ner v'yoav ben Tzuria kol ha-makdish ha-yedei Shlomit v'achav. Everything that was dedicated from the time of Shmuel ha-ro'eh, Shmuel the prophet, who began the whole process of returning Am Yisrael to God and anointing the kings, and under the kingdom of Shaul and the battles that he fought, together with the head of his army, Avner ben Ner, and all the conquests made by Yoab ben Tzruya, the general from the time of David, everything that was dedicated was put under the charge of Shlomit and his brethren, in charge of the Otzrot of Beit Hashem. Pasuk Haftet now will see the jobs of the family of Yitzhar, Leitzari, Knanyahu uvanav, Lamlacha chitzona Yisrael, Lashotrim v'Shoftim. Yitzhar was in charge of a different type of work that the Levites had to do, Lashoftim v'Lashotrim, a shoter in modern-day Hebrew, as a policeman. But here it's not just a policeman, it can be clerks, court clerks. Anyone appointed by the court system would be called a shoter, and the shoftim are the judges themselves who are in charge of the court system. It's the job of the Levim not only to guard the Beit HaMikdash and to sing in the Beit HaMikdash, it's their job also to help the Kohanim, to teach Torah, to be judges and teachers, not only in the Beit HaMikdash itself, that's going to be their center and their hub, but they're going to spread out among all the different cities in the land of Israel. And the next set of psukim, we're going to see some of the areas that they were put in charge of. In charge of the Shoftim and Shoftrim from the family of Chevron, Chashaviahu and his brethren, they again were strong men, 1,700, in charge of all the necessary things for Israel. Me'ever le'Yarden Marava, on the western side of the Jordan River, L'chol melechet Adonai v'lavodot ha-melech. Everything relating to the work of God's house and the work of the king, they were in charge of the western side of the Jordan River. ולחברוני יריה הראש ולחברוני לתולדותיו לעבוד בשנת הבאים למחות דוד נדרשו ומצא בהם גיבור חיו ביעזר גלעד. And from the family of Hebron, the head of that family was Uriah, and all of his children from his father's house. They were all counted in the census done by David HaMelech in the 40th year of his reign. And among that family as well, we found many able-bodied men in Yazer, that's a city in the Gilad, on the other side of the Jordan River, on the eastern bank, in the area of Jordan today. Har Gilad is known already from the time of Sefer Breshit. So here we see that the Levites were in charge of being Shoftim and Shotrim, both on the west side of the Jordan River and the east side of the Jordan River, or basically throughout the land of Israel. We also see that the big census that David made of the Kohanim and Levim took place in the 40th year of his reign. That was last year of his reign, as he gave over the kingdom to Shlomo and charged him with building the Beit HaMikdash. According to this pasuk, we see that David HaMelech conducted a census of the Levim and the Kohanim in the last year of his reign, as he was preparing to give over all the building materials and the plans for the Beit HaMikdash to his son Shlomo. In light of what we saw in chapter 21, where David HaMelech had conducted a census earlier, but that time of the military men, and after conducting that census, God became very angry and brought a terrible plague upon the people that David finally repented for, and God answered him on the site which would later become the Beit HaMikdash. In contrast to that census, which was conducted for the wrong reason, this last census that David HaMelech takes is a type of tikkun, is a way of fixing the census which he did for the wrong reason. This one's being conducted for the right reason. Instead of counting the military men to see how powerful and strong David HaMelech himself is, this time he counts the Kohanim and Levim, which we could refer to as God's army, and the purpose of this census is to be able to serve God in the proper manner, a very fitting way to end his life and the transition from his reign to the reign of his son Shlomo. Pasuk Lamed Bet, Vechad Bnei Chayo, his brethren, also able-bodied men, Alpaim Ushvamot Roshei Avot, 2,700 heads of these fathers' houses, Veifkedem David HaMelech, Al HaRuveni VaGadi VaChatzi Shevet HaMnashi, L'chol Devar Elohim Uzvar HaMelech. David put them in charge of everything on the eastern side of the Jordan River, which are the 2.5 tribes, Ruven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe. This concludes our study of chapter 26. In chapter 27, we're going to organize the tribes of Israel into different groups, and these groups will relate to the funding of the Beit HaMikdash as well.